do. Dayton did dominate in the paint. That was 42-24. And they placed three athletes in double figures, led by Anissa Jones with 15 points. Ivy Wolf had 14, and Ariana Smith had 12. The Flyers' offensive execution against a good defensive squad was pristine, shooting just over 50% from Flyers lost this game basically at the free throw line. 23-34 VCU to 7 of 11 for Dayton. And it was also their inside game. The players got in foul trouble. Perez had two fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. She and her understudy, the 6'4 E. Fiala, both had three fouls at the half. And that compromised what Dayton could do in the second half. As for St. Bonaventure, give you a little indication about them. The all-time series, by the way, is Dayton's comfortably 21-11, 12-6 against Jim Crowley. Last year in Olean, the Flyers lost that game 54-53 due to being outscored 17-9 in the fourth quarter. They lost that game even though they out-rebounded the Bonnies, believe it or not, 51-26. Winning basket came with 5 seconds left by Maddie Diskowski, who is actually here today on one crutch. She did suffer an injury 9 games into the season, but Crowley told me before the game that she hopes to come back, play a little bit, and participate in senior night, which would be very nice. Now, I mentioned Jim is in his second stint. He headed the Bonnies from 2000 to 2016. Then he went to Providence through last year. He's a three-time A-10 Coach of the Year. He won 258 games in his first stint. Overall entering this year, 381 career victories overall. Now, in his 27th season of coaching, Crowley is 386 up, 410 down. His overall record at St. Bonaventure is 262 up and 246 down. St. Bonaventure 4-15. They lost their last game 65-40 against St. Joseph's. They were held to 2 points in the second quarter, and overall they made 23 turnovers. They did win their opening conference game this year by 12 over Loyola. Their losses come to Fordham by 8, Rhode Island by 24, LaSalle by 4, George Washington by 16, Duquesne by 9. But they lost the Loyola rematch by 28. They average 59 points a game, actually 58, and they give up 68 points per contest. All right, we're ready to go to our interviews. We will go with the aforementioned Jim Crowley first, and then we'll hear from Bryce Adler. We'll come back, and we should get to the national anthem, and then the tip-off right here on 1660 Information Radio. Let's go to our interviews. Last time I talked to this gentleman, January 20th, 2016. It's the last time you were in this arena, I think, and you should be happy because your team won 59-54.
It was a good game.
I remember.
We hit a late three. Then got a stop, made a couple free throws. There were some battles back then. There was obviously Dayton still has a great program, and you know, we're rebuilding a little bit. But a couple good memories here, a lot of not so good. But really good to be back and be back with you.
Drummond, I think.
Yep, that's who hit it. Miranda Drummond, right about there.
What is she doing now?
She's studying to be a physical therapist, so doing very well for herself. She's in her last year or two of physical therapy school.
So this is unusual. You leave, you go to Providence. What got you to want to come back?
You know, Providence was an opportunity I felt at that time. Really couldn't pass up the Big East. Really good place. But even from the time I got there, there was a big part of me that just never left St. Bonaventure, never left the program, the community. It's near where I grew up. I spent, you know, 20 years there, so there's just a lot of history there. My wife's from there. My daughter was born there. You know, always kept an eye on it. I had people on my staff who had played there, so stayed connected with all the alums. So when the opportunity presented itself, thankfully, they were interested in me. I certainly was interested in them, and luckily it worked out.
And challenges, obviously, I know the first go-around, by the second year, you won 13 games. Recruiting, I guess that's got to be one of the biggest challenges. Apparently, you have some good people coming in next year.
Yeah, we're really excited about our freshman class for next year, our 24 class, but also excited about some kids we have in the program now. And it hasn't translated to wins, but, you know, they're really working to do the things we're asking them on both ends of the floor. And really, as far as just an overall program and what we want it to be about, there's some learning curve there, but, you know, they've kind of embraced it, and we certainly feel like we have some good parts to keep building.
Well, I watched the first half of your first, not second, Loyola game.
the one that you won, and scored 16 points in the first half of the first quarter, and you were hitting everything. And it seems like everything revolves around Dani Haskell. Give us a synopsis of that young lady.
Yeah, you know, she's really good, obviously, shooting the ball. She's getting better and better off the ball. That's one of the things we've really tried to work with her. How can we get her more shots? What shots is she going to get? How do we find her? Where can she make herself available? You know, we're not the biggest team, so we rely a lot on our perimeter, and when those shots are falling, everything else is going well. We're trying to grow where even if those shots aren't falling, we're able to do some of the other things we want to do. But Danny's a worker. She's playing through some injuries, and so she's a tough kid and has a lot of those qualities that we're excited about for the future, too.
When we look at the Dayton game, I guess one of your concerns has to be them on the boards, because Dayton has their problems with turnovers and handling the ball, but one thing they really don't have a problem with is rebounding. How do you try to combat that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously their size is a major issue, and their ability to control the paint is something we've got to work with. You know, if we're reacting a lot and helping a lot, then we're not in position to box out. So we really got to keep the ball in front of us. We've got to make sure that transition, we're getting back early. You know, we're still going to give up some rebounds just based on size, but we can't give up multiple rebound possessions, and we can't give them up because we're not where we're supposed to be. We got to make sure that if they're getting them, they're getting them because of their size or athleticism, and not because we made a mistake.
Finally, you want to keep this slow tempo game? You want to keep the score like you did last time you were here, if possible, in the 50s?
Whatever it takes to be successful. You know, certainly their transition game is something we've got to be really aware of, and we don't want to be giving away run-out turnovers or quick scores. So, you know, any way we can get it, we certainly want to. You know, we're just really trying to get ourselves connected to how we want to play offense, and we're doing that part-time. We're hoping to do it a little longer here this afternoon.
Good luck today, my friend.
Great to see you again.
Tamika Williams-Jenner is next. All right, instead of Tamika, we're going to talk to Bryce Agler. And he's obviously watched a lot of stuff on the Bonnies. And first of all, my friend, give me your impressions of Dani Haskell. Everything runs around her. Looks like to me she's got some similarities to our Ivy Wolf. Give me your impressions.
Yeah, she is pretty aggressive when she gets the ball. The one thing that's kind of stood out to me, especially last game, she hit two buzzer beaters at the end of the first and third quarter. So when she gets the ball at the end of the quarter, it's going up, and she might make it. She hit a half quarter and then a coast-to-coast layup. So super aggressive. I don't know if anyone on that team has a bad shot, but they're going to be aggressive, and we got to try to force them to tough shots.
It seems like also, like, they'll pass to her. I don't even know how she does it. She's got one of the quickest releases I have seen.
And deep range. She'll in transition, she'll just catch it from maybe 5 or 6 feet behind the three-point line and just let it go. But if she's hitting, that's not good for us, so we got to make it tough for her.
So are you going to, like, put different people on her to wear her down? Or what do you? Are you going to play, like, diamond of one, or what do you think?
We're going to probably stick to more of what we usually do on man. But Anissa will start on her, and then we'll switch a little bit and put some other people on her. But Anissa's going to start on her.
Now, I only watched May and Loyola, and they have some deficiencies inside, but she also had no problems driving, so you got to watch her penetration today, too.
She's a three-level scorer, that's for sure.
All right, who else should we look at? I guess also number two, Lacine. Mm-hmm. Give me your impressions of her and their other double-digit score, Middleton.
Yeah. Everyone on this team doesn't have a bad shot. They all have the green light. Number 14 on their team actually leads them in shot attempts. So that's someone we got to lock in on is number 14, because every time she gets it, it's going up, and they run a lot of their baseline out of bounds for her. So when it's baseline out of bounds, we got to lock in, find her, make tough shots for her.
Finally, a question. Do you think you want to do some pressing and kind of get them out of a slow tempo comfort zone?
We'll see what we can do. We might change up the tempo.
All right. We thank Bryce Agler very much, and we go back to courtside. And we are getting ready for the national anthem, so we have the color guard. Do you want to break again? Nope? Okay. Well, so I hope you enjoyed our halftime interviews. We'll get the color guard. We will get the singing of the national anthem. Then we'll get you the starting lineups. And actually, interesting enough, Isabella Middleton, whom you heard Bryce Agler talk about, is not in the starting lineup today. But let's break now for our national anthem.
We ask you to please rise to your guests and join our student athletes in Coaches in Honor America and celebrating freedom and those.
Starting lineups for you momentarily as the color guard begins to depart from the court. St. Bonaventure roster composition is an interesting one. Six seniors, by the way. Two juniors, two sophomores. They're one of six schools in Division I without a freshman on its roster. Incidentally, the St. Louis Billikens are also one of those six. And I thought it was interesting on the St. Bonaventure press notes, it talked about distance from home. It ranges from 18 miles for Danny Haskell to 3,819 miles for a young lady from the Netherlands, Tumar Voortpoort. I'll get into more of her later if I need to. All right, first of all, let's get to the starting lineups for the Bonnies in the dark brown uniforms trimmed in white. They come in down 2 rebounds per game. They average 10.5 assists to 16.5 turnovers per contest. And they come out with the following five. Lacine Nadeshka comes out first. Nadeshka Lacine, I should say. And she is from a Superior Vocational School out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. She's a 5'6 senior. She averages 10.5 points a game. Keila Dandridge is a 5'10 sophomore who averages 3 points a game. That's Keila Dandridge. She's from New Hope Academy out of Richmond, Virginia. They also come out with Taylor Napier, a 6-foot junior who averages 5 points a game. St. John College out of Lorton, Virginia. And coming out next is Peyton Fields. She is a 6-foot senior. She averages 5.3 points per game. Pebble Hills High School out of El Paso, Texas. And the young lady we talked quite a bit about, Danny Haskell. Franklinville High School out of Franklinville, New York. 18 miles from Olean. The 5'6 senior averages 12.7 points per game. And again, it is Lacine, Dandridge, Napier, Haskell, and Fields. For the Flyers, they rebound their opponents by an average of 8.4 a game. They average 13 assists, an average committing 18 turnovers. Come in with an 8-11 record, scoring 65 a game and giving up 70 points per contest. And you have Anissa Jones, a 5'10 senior from Westerville South High School, transferred from Ohio State.
6'2 junior averages 10.4 points a game and 11 rebounds. And you have 5'8 junior Ivy Wolf averaging 12.2 a game from Minster. 65 assists, 55 turnovers on the season. You also have Anissa Jones. Anissa Jones, actually she's the one. I think it's this Westerville High School. I mentioned Ariana Smith from Alfred Cedric High School out of Columbus. But Anissa Jones, the 5'10 senior, averages 9 points a game. In the middle, Mariah Braves are from Newark, New Jersey. The 16 grad student averages 7.5 points a game. And from Wayne High School, Yuba Heights, 5'10 senior, Destiny Bohannon. She averages 10.8 points per game. So again, for these Flyers, you have Jones, Smith, Wolf, Perez, and Destiny Bohannon. I mentioned last time Jim Crowley was here, January 20th, 2016, won 59-54 as the Bonnies went 24-8 that season. They won the fourth quarter 19-7. Drummond had 23 points. Hooley had 22 points. And that was really the last time St. Bonaventure has beaten Dayton. They are 3-12 all-time here at UT Arena. Jim Crowley, 2001 season. First season for St. Bonaventure at 7-21. The next year went 13-15. He's got another rebuilding project ahead of him. So, getting ready to get underway. This is a national televised game, so I think some of the delays and timeouts will be elongated. In that victory that St. Bonaventure had over Loyola to start the conference season, they scored 16 points in the first 5 minutes of the game. In fact, Danny Haskell had career-high 27, 18 points in the first half alone. The officials are Aaron Brooks, Alicia Sugars, Anthony Jacquet, and we are ready to go. The ball's in the air, and Ariana Smith wins the tip to Ivy Wolf. We are underway. The Bonnies are going to play a lot of 2-3 zone defense. That's how they start out. Mariah Perez has it in front of the Bonnies bench. And now Destiny Bohannon over to Anissa Jones. And Dayton is looking to set it up. Ivy Wolf will drive the paint. She's cut off effectively. She has to get rid of it. There's 8 on the shot. Bohannon has it outside the 3-point circle at 5. Destiny drives. She traveled. Early call for a charge. Take your poison. And they actually give her the foul. Tried to force it there as the shot clock continued to evaporate. And Deaton's going to back off on any pressure as bringing it into the front court. Nadesha Lassine, the 5'6 senior. And the Bonnies attack for the first time in this game as Lassine will drive on Ivy Wolf. She is cut off. The ball is kicked out to Dandridge. We're going to watch Haskell, and Haskell is, as Bryce Agler mentioned, going to be checked on a man-on-man basis by Anissa Jones. 5 on the shot, and I don't think they realize it. Now they do take the shot, and they miss it with Dandridge at the top of the key. No offensive rebound opportunity, so Wolf looks to put Dayton in front. A minute in, scoreless from UD Arena. Flyers in the midst, second game of a 3-game homestand. Bohannon backs off, the post Ariana Smith underneath. She's double-teamed. She hits it off the back of the backboard, gets it back. She gets cleanly stuffed by Peyton Fields, the 6-foot senior. Bonnies cannot break. Flyers get back on defense very well. But Dayton could have had somebody open because it was triple coverage. Actually, Anissa Jones reads that pass very well, and it's a turnover. She's able to save it into Destiny Bohannon. Tulov, who draws double coverage and brings it outside the stripe, underneath, carrying it inside to Perez. Now Mariah is tied up, and the alternating arrow will go the Bonnies' way. Both teams playing very stellar and aggressive defense, resulting in no points as of yet, almost 2 minutes into this game. Dandridge throws it into the backcourt. Bonnies have 9 on their roster. Likely they'll play 8 for the game. The young lady from the Netherlands plays very sparingly. So Lassine is checked by Wolf. Lassine over to Dandridge. There's Haskell. She'll take the 30-foot three and nail it. Oh, she's an assassin from there. They shoot 30% overall from the 3-point stripe, and the Flyers are going to have to watch every opportunity that she takes to shoot the basketball. Bonnie's out in front. Wolf takes her own three at the top of the key and nails it. You can do it. I can do it better. Wolf is at 37% from three this year. Dayton also shoots 30% as a team. So we thought we'd have a lot of battles between Haskell and Wolf, and both have hit a three, and Perez knocks it away. That's a Bonnie turnover, and in transition, here comes Wolf. She takes about the three and takes another one. This is going to be off the side of the iron. It clanks, and it goes right to Dandridge, and the brown-clad Bonnies have the basketball as Wolf pokes it away momentarily in front of the UB bench. Between the circles, Dandridge on the dribble at 15 on the shot. One foul in this game, and it's on Dayton. They look inside for Napier, who has not touched the ball yet, as Perez has her. Shot clock's at 7. Haskell gives it off. Fields got deep in the corner. It's Lacine. She wildly throws up a 3 and can't get it. Perfect rebound position for Napier, and they're going to say that Perez knocked it out. Actually, they do have a foul. No, the official says 20 seconds to shoot, not a foul. So Bonnie's get a second opportunity, tied 3-3. It's inbounded and an air ball for Lacine, but it comes right to Napier. She goes up for the shot. She gets fouled. And that is Mariah Perez. And that'll immediately take her to the bench with her first foul, bringing Shannon Wheeler, the 6-foot junior who averages 5 points per game. Don't want to see Perez get in that immediate foul trouble with two. And that's why Tamika Williams-Jetta removes her from the lineup. And at the line is Taylor Napier. 61% is her free throw percentage. The Bonnies team is at 71%. And Napier connects on the first free throw, breaking the 3-3 deadlock. As for Napier, she had 27 starts last year. She connects. She had a career-high 17 against Davidson last year. Her major is early childhood education. And she schooled Dayton there with those two free throws. Bonnie's up 5-3, 6:40 to go first period. Wolf takes a 10-footer right side. Got it? Well, she's off the slide correctly. She's got all 5 Dayton points, coming off a 15-point performance against VCU. We are tied at 5 as Ivy has hit her first two shots of the game. And she did miss one. So 5-5. Bonnie's with the ball. Looking to attack. Middle is wide open. And they look inside now. 7 to shoot. Napier takes it from the right side. Doesn't get it. The rebound comes right to Ivy Wolf. And again, she's going to break the offense here quickly up to Destiny Bohannon. And she thinks about the open 3 and sends a head fake inside to Shannon Wheeler. Wheeler turnaround jumper from 10. Too hard. Wheeler tries for the rebound, but she's blocked out well by Taylor Napier. And the Bonnies will try to again break this deficit. We'll check it. Break this tie, I should say. Try to break a deficit. Nia Lear for the Flyers will come in. Might be after the media timeout. We shall see. Between the circles, it's Danny Haskell in the pink shoes. Now double-teamed. Almost a turnover. But now they call a double dribble on the scene. That was good double-teaming aggressive defense for Dayton. Here comes Nia Lear, the 5'10 sophomore, averaging 4 points a game. Dayton is going to sub out Destiny Bohannon. 5:35 to go. No fouls yet on St. Bonaventure. 2 fouls on Dayton. That's what brings it into the front court. You've got a Haskell 3, Maple with 2 free throws, and for Dayton, Ivy Wolf with all 5 points. And she stops at the free throw and gives it off right side to Nia Lear. They post underneath to Smith. Smith throws a bees full of coverage, and now that it's whipped out, Wolf thinks about the 3. She'll take the step back 3 and miss this one. And over the back. And now we're going to stay right here. I think they're going to have the foul of Peyton Fields. As Ariana Smith had the good position. So with 5:12 to go, Dayton will have 20 seconds to shoot. Nia Lear will throw the basketball in. So far, Dayton 2 of 6 from the field. St. Bonaventure 1 of 5. Claire Cody is a 5'11 senior. She will replace Peyton Fields. Cody averages 5.3 a game. She did have an impressive 17-point performance off the bench in their first game against Loyola. It's inbounded to Wolf. Now to Anissa Jones. Jones between the circles. She'll take the 10-footer. They give it to her, and it's wildly off the mark. But it's tracked down by Shannon Wheeler, and she's mugged. Either by, well, the indication is the foul is on Nadesine, her first team second. Ifiala comes in along with Bohannon. Smith is out. Anissa Jones is out.
And St. Bonaventure, I think this made a substitution. Yeah, they brought in Tiana Johnson, the 5'10 senior, who averages 7 points a game. The ball is inbounded, and inside Wheeler comes up short. She gave up the position, but didn't work out there. So thumbs down on the play here for Kira Dandridge. Tied at 5, halfway through the first period. It's Claire Cody, who's checked by Wheeler. Between the circles, I'm looking for Haskell. Now she has it now. Nia Lear is on her. Haskell is backing off at 8. Between the circles, Dandridge. Dandridge is going to take Wheeler one-on-one at 4. They've got to get it off. They don't know. Johnson throws it inside. That's one too many passes. That's a shot clock violation, and that'll take us to our media timeout. So, shooting is at a premium. The teams are combined 3 of 11. And we have 6 total turnovers so far in this game. We're tied at 5, 4:29 to go, first period. We're around here from Arthur.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during games on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
Other games in the A-10 today at 2 o'clock. Loyola plays at Duquesne at 3 o'clock. Richmond plays at St. Louis. VCU plays at George Mason. Well, here's something interesting about George Mason. They have defeated their opponents by an average of 24 points a game in non-conference, 30 points a game in conference. We will see them here on Wednesday, February the 11th. Yesterday in the A-10, it was no surprise, Rhode Island defeating UMass 63-48. Tulane had 15 and Sophia Phillips had 13. St. Joseph's defeated Davidson 68-42. Now, Davidson, we know they lost Susie Rose Deegan earlier this season to a season-ending knee injury. Ellie Sefton, who had a knee injury, came back. She did not play yesterday. Davidson, after a great non-conference, has slid back. St. Joe's won this game in part due to a 21-4 fourth quarter. And Laura Brugler had 19 points, leading 4 in double figures. St. Joe crushed Davidson on the boards, 43-23. For Davidson, Dunn, one of the Aussies, had 16 points. And Fordham defeated George Washington yesterday. That score is 60-55. Hayford had 18 points. Donaldson had 16. For George Washington, it's always the Nia Robertson show. She had 19 points. Nobody else was even in double figures. So as we look at the A-10 standings, which we will do shortly, looks like we'll get underway with our basketball first. LaSalle, by the way, is off this weekend. We will look at the A-10 standings at another time, but the teams are back onto the court. Tied at 5 at the 4:29 mark in the first period. We're here Wednesday for the third game in 8 days. St. Louis comes to town in a rematch. St. Louis won the opener between these two teams in Billiken Land earlier, 74-70. The three-ball Hannah, she nails it from the top of the key. Destiny Bohannon gives the Flyers an 8-5 lead. Front court, it's Dandridge. Riding her is Lear. No foul called. Dandridge between the circles. It's intercepted by Nia, and she's on her way to the goal. She puts it in. Quick 5-0 burst. Flyers up 10-5. Scoring drought of over 2 minutes for the Bonnies. See if they've got to look for Haskell. And right now they've got Wheeler on her. Shannon Wheeler, 6 foot. Haskell, 5'6". We'll see if that height disadvantage for Danny is going to frustrate her. But Danny has the ball now. 8 on the shot. Haskell will probably create her own shot at five. Nope, she'll give it off to Dandridge. At three, they don't realize, and that is the second shot clock violation. I'm surprised they allowed that missed shot to count by Tiana Johnson, the 5'10 senior. Which really should have been a shot clock violation. Anyway, Dayton up 10-5, 3-plus minutes to go, clock rolling. Dayton with the basketball. Nia Lear's done a great job off the bench. She will drive now. A little head fake in the lane. She'll force it up, can't get it to go, and the rebound comes down into the hands of Dandridge. Tim Bonaventure will bring in Isabella Middleton, the 5'9 junior, averaging 10.4 points a game. That'll be at the next whistle. Middleton from Leesville, Virginia, and Tuscarosa High School. And here's an errant pass by the Bonnies. Not sure what that was intended to do, but Ivy Wolf has it front court. Dayton up 10-5. Wolf will give it off to Lear in the right corner. Lear starts her dribble, guarded by Dandridge. 2-3 zone defense out high. It's a right baseline shot missed by Bohannon. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Naper. As we look at rebounds, we are even at 6. But Dayton leads this game 10-5, and they're going to bring Anissa Jones back in momentarily. Approaching 2 minutes. They're going to bring a lot of subs. They're going to bring in Smith and Perez as well. Driving and missing the basket entirely is Naper as Taylor forced it. Bohannon quickly to the right side. Wolf underneath for Fiala, the freshman. Bounce pass for Wheeler quickly to Bohannon in the right corner. Destiny between the circles to Wheeler at 15. Shannon drives. She's cut off effectively. She tries to force it up. She needed to pass the ball, but thought it was deflected. It turns out it was not. The ball was out of bounds. St. Bonaventure is going to bring Vorderport. That's Tumar Vorderport into the lineup, the 6-foot sophomore who averages half point a game. She is from Luger College in someplace in the Netherlands I will not try to pronounce. And Dayton presses in the backcourt. It's Johnson up to Vorderport, over to Haskell. Another three for Danny. Nails it again. Wow. She is a wrecking crew. She has 2 threes. They do not have a two-pointer in this game, and because of Danny Haskell's 2 threes from long range, St. Bonaventure keeping close. They're down 10-8. She's fun to watch. Lisa Jones over Haskell, tries to draw the foul. It's a late call, and they get Danny Haskell for her first foul. And that'll put Lisa Jones at the line. Dayton as a team is 73%. Jones on her own checks in at 63%. Was interested in Haskell. There's some interesting stuff about her. First of all, coming into today, 1,021 career points. She's transferred from Canisius. She had 60 starts and over 3 years there, averaged 12.5 points a game. Jones misses the free throw. Twice she was a third-team all-conference. She's a sports media major. At St. Bonaventure, her sister played softball from 2018 to 2022. Jones splits the pair. And that is going to put Haskell on the bench. We always like to see that from the Dayton side. And Lacine is back in. By the way, if you're listening to us in the Olean area from St. Bonaventure, please enjoy the broadcast. We do not go overboard on homerism, believe me. Right now it's Cody Clare with the basketball. Dayton up 11-8, approaching the one-minute mark. Two fouls for Dayton, three for the Bonnies. Johnson will drive on Smith. She forces it up and the air ball overshot everything. Great interior defense by Dayton. And on the fast break, it's Anissa Jones. Jones thinks about the three. She straddles the line but gets it over to Nia Lear. Lear using a screen. And they're going to call. There's Mariah Perez, a second foul. This time it took till the end of the first quarter for Mariah to pick up two fouls. Now to put it back on the bench. And the understudy Fiala back in the game. Dayton had problems with Perez in foul trouble last year, and that really put pressure on the team, especially when you're only playing six people. And the foul trouble has gone away at the beginning of this year, but about the last three, 4 games, it has come back. So Tiana Johnson, Bonnie's trailer by three. On the overplay, it's to Lacine. She will drive on Lear, and she got fouled by somebody. Might have been Smith, it might have been Nia Lear. They do call the foul on Nia, her first. And as Wolf was out, but they're going to bring her back in because Dayton will basically pull for the last shot, 34 seconds to go in the first period. and this will put Lacine at the line, where she is at 76% on the season. Lacine started 25 games last year. She had 14 against Dayton, the game in Olean, averaged 7.5 points per game. Her free throw dribbles off. She's a transfer from Tyler Junior College in Texas, where she won a national championship. 11 double-figure games this year, season-high 17 against Loyola Maryland, and she is majoring in criminology. And she connects on the second free throw. And splitting those makes it an 11-9 Dayton lead. And again, Dayton basically holding for the last shot of the first period. There's Ivy Wolf right in front of the officials, dribbling it off. Looks at the clock, which says 12. Using a pick at 10. Wolf with 5 points. Inside Fiala. Nice move and missed the shot. 8 seconds to go. Smith gets it back and throws it over the head of Destiny Bohannon and out of bounds. Now we get 5 seconds to St. Bonaventure. Think about what Bryce Agler said before this game. Danny Haskell hit a couple of shots at the buzzer at the end of the first and third quarters of the last game. Well, Haskell's not going to get it because she's not in the game. Instead, it's Lacine at one, and they don't get it off. Take it. Not good shot clock violation there. Dayton has the lead at 11-9. Shooting 4 of 11 from the field compared to 1 of 6 for the Bonnies. As we look at rebounds, even at 6, Dayton has 2 turnovers compared to the Bonnies' 5. We'll take a break, we'll listen to our underwriters, and then we shall return after this.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And let's take a look at the A-10 standings. This is current as of coming into play today. St. Joseph's, a lot of teams picked to win that conference. They have a lot of talent, especially inside. They are 8-1. Richmond, that game at St. Louis today, will try to tie them. They're coming off a loss to Duquesne Wednesday night, so Richmond is 7-1. VCU is the surprise in the conference, preseason pick 10th. They are 6-1. George Mason, they annihilate everybody. They are also at 6-1. That's your top four. Duquesne, they had a very unimpressive non-conference, but they have turned it around. They're 6-2. Rhode Island, they are 6-3. Loyola is another good story this year because they won their first conference game last year. It's their first year in the league. They didn't win another one. This year, they're 5-3. Davidson, again, they're on a slide. We talked about why earlier. They're at 4-5. St. Louis, they made the NCAA tournament last year. Doesn't look like they're going to have the run they did last year. They are 3-4. LaSalle's 3-5. Flyers come in 2-6. Again, you have two teams who have a lot of success the last few years, but this year, lean times due to graduation. Fordham is 2-7. UMass is at the bottom there at 1-8. And you have George Washington and St. Bonaventure both at 1-7. So teams are coming back onto the court. And we'll get underway with second quarter action. Halftime. We were going to run an interview that I did with Fallon Stokes, who's here covering the game for CBS Sports Network. We're going to run that Wednesday. But we have decided that it went so well, you will hear it at halftime today. So we will have Kalisha Keene, assistant coach. We will have her interview that I taped previously. We'll have that on Wednesday night. Halftime of the St. Louis game. Flyer ball underway. Bohannon three right corner air ball. Picked up by Ariana Smith. She banks it. No assist. hit, 58% from the two-point stripe this year. Dayton overall at 41%, and the Flyer lead is 4-13-9. And the dribble is Johnson between the circles, Lacine. And they try to get it to Claire Cody. It's over her head, but it's rescued, the pumpkin is, by Johnson with 8 on the shot. Again, I'm looking for Haskell, and she's not in the game, which is nice. 2 on the shot, and there's a shot clock violation. That one is clear, even though that shot missed. There's just no offensive flow without Danny Haskell in the lineup. And I don't think we're going to have to wait long for her to get back in. Again, Haskell has hit 2 long three-pointers in this game. She played 9 of the 12 minutes of the first period. Getting lead is 13-9. We'll have an official conference. And I can tell you that Wright State women have a toughie today at Green Bay. They lost in overtime at Wisconsin-Milwaukee Friday, despite Centerville's Lisa Hutchinson scoring 34 points. At the end of that game of Friday, Wisconsin-Milwaukee player missed 2 free throws that could have won it then, but Milwaukee took control in the overtime. And there was actually a review that lasted well over 5 minutes, which is ridiculous. So we have an inadvertent whistle. I did hear that. And we'll see where we go from there. Anyway, Wright State women coming into today's second place, actually third place in the conference, 6-4, 12-9 overall. So after that inadvertent whistle, I think what they said was it was going to be a tie-up, and in the alternating possession, St. Bonaventure will get the basketball. So with that said, the Bonnies have it, and they take the shot, and they miss the shot with the seam from the left side. And Anissa Jones with the rebound. Over to Bohannon. Haskell still on the bench, which, again, I'm befuddled about. Anissa Jones drives the paint, banks it up, and got it in. Jones is the fourth Flyer to get a field goal in this game. She has 3 points. Dayton's leads 15-9. Ah, I said, where's Haskell? And she's going to come back in. One of these times I'm going to call her Eddie, going back to Leave It to Beaver. But so if I say Eddie, you'll just know that I misspoke. Taylor Naper underneath. It's poked away, and it's another turnover for the Bonnies. And in transition, it's Bohannon. And she will throw it right away. Teams commit turnovers back and forth. Isabella Middleton tries a fast break bounce pass inside. It's intercepted and a good tie-up for Eve Fiala.
You're David Mitchell. Leave it to Blue.
That's right. I know. I know. We've lost everybody who cares. Now Lear's back in, replacing Destiny Bohannon on the alternating possession. There will go Dayton's whack. Jim Crowley asks for an explanation. Flyers up 15-9. Bonnies have been shut out in the first 2 minutes of this period. They're only shooting 18% and committing 7 turnovers. Not a recipe for much success. Now for Danny Haskell, they'd be doing much worse. And right now, Haskell has Nia Lear and knocks it away from Lear out of bounds. Dayton will have 16 to shoot. Good overplay defense. So Nia will throw it in. Now they're going to change, and Ivy Wood will throw it in front of the cheerleading clan and the Dayton Pep Band. Got Wednesday off due to the school day game. They're back, and you're hearing them in the background today. Wolf the 3 right side. Let's go. Switches it in. Oh, she is on target. A couple of threes for Ivy Wolf on a 2-pointer. She has 8 points. Dayton's lead is 9 at 18-9. And Ivy Wolf will guard Lacine here. Lacine drives on her. Cut off. Thinking about the 3, but driving is Peyton Fields, and she will score. It's the first 2-pointer in the game for the Bonnies. It comes at the 7:24 mark of the first half. Dayton's lead 18-11. Nia Lear will drive. There's contact. Haskell hits the ground. They always hit the player. I don't know if they're going to call offense. As I say, many times you'll see the player hits the ground, get the foul. And it is a Flyer foul, and I think it's going to be on Wolf. I have to look at the play-by-play here. Let's see here. And don't know yet. We'll come back to it. I do know that the Bonnies have the basketball. And there is a three-point attempt taken and swished in nicely by Lacine. Third three of the game for the Bonnies. And makes an 18-14 game. St. Bonaventure hanging around. Wolf uses a Fiala screen. She drives. She puts it up off by score. Can't put together a much better performance in this game so far. Wolf has 10 points already. Here's Haskell driving, and Nia Lear fouls her. That's Nia's second foul.
Foul on the flag, number one. Nia Lear in back in for the flag, Destiny
Lohannon. Lohannon has come back in for Nia Lear. Haskell throws it in. 25 to shoot. 6:40 to go. First half. Dayton up 20-14. Penetration and Napper. I said Napper earlier on the spoke. Napper throws up an air ball. Intimidation by the 6'4 Ifiala. And Ty Kozlova is going to come in for Dayton in a moment. Posting up underneath. Getting the feed from Wolf is Ariana Smith. And she will bank it in. They're going to wave it off. They're going to call Ariana Smith with a travel violation. She runs with a lot of those this year. Kozlova, the 6'1 senior, the transfer from Maryland, just 1.5 points a game, replaces Smith. Obviously, the unpaid officials in the crowd did not like that. Seen with the ball guarded by Wolf. Again, I'm going to watch Haskell. Haskell's fighting off a screen to get the ball. 12 on the shot. Haskell is good defense by Kozlova, being very aggressive on Danny Haskell. Driving Lacine. Turnaround shot over Wolf. Can't get it to go. Rebound Anissa Jones. Up court to Wolf. In the corner, Kozlova. Back out to Ivy Wolf. Beating up half a dozen. 20 on the shot. Wolf uses a Fiala screen. Wolf drives, kick out to Bohannon. Thinks about the three, instead decides not to do so. Bohannon will drive, uses a pick, and Fiala was bumped, and that foul is on Taylor Napper. That's her first. Only the first team foul. The scene out, damage back in for the Bombings. Wolf will throw it in. Leads all scorers with 10 points. Bohannon on the dribble between the circles, 15 to shoot. And Wolf did get that foul earlier. So our monitor is frozen now in time. Anissa Jones drives. She kicked it off her foot. She did so. Dayton turnover. Lots of turnovers in this game. The Flyers have 6, 7-4 St. Bonaventure. Dayton shooting 39% from the field, 18% for the Bonnies. There's Napper, hands it off to Middleton. Middleton out of traffic to Dandridge. Dandridge out between the circles. And again, Anissa Jones is checking Danny Haskell with 9 on the shot. Haskell has it. There's the three. She lost Kozlova, but this one, it comes up short. 6'4 Fiala puts the rebound. In transition, it's Kozlova. Doesn't shoot it. Instead to the trailer, Bohannon. 2 fouls Dayton, 1 foul St. Bonaventure. Bohannon drives off glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Napier. Front court, Haskell. She'll drive an open lane. Blow past Bohannon and score. No hesitation for the 5'6 senior. Danny Haskell has 8. Flyer leads 4. Led most of this game, but they cannot elude the Bonnies. Wheeler will come back in a moment. Again, Mariah Perez settled with 2 fouls along with Nia Lear. Lightbourne is going to come back in. Perez is going to come back in. Off the media timeout. They post up Ifiala. Just scored off the glass. Off the over the line after the media timeout. Looking to complete the 3-point play. Ifiala this year at the line is 1 of 2. Sweet move there. Dayton up 22-16. We'll take a break. 4:13 to go. First half.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, looks like we are going to get help with a monitor, which I don't know what's going on with it. Anyway, some stuff coming up for Dayton Sports. Baseball starts at home, maybe. Who knows with this weather, February 16th. They're actually out having a simulated game Thursday in 45-degree weather. That field does drain very, very well. They have four games at home scheduled against Lindenwood starting February 16th before they head on trips to Tennessee and North Carolina. Softball starts in Macon, Georgia, February 9th with five games in 3 days. Their first 30 are on the road in California, Kentucky, Indiana, Virginia. They're scheduled to start at home not until March the 23rd. Men's tennis is playing Friday night at 6 o'clock against Cleveland State, the Miamisburg South Regency Tennis Center. Women's tennis next Sunday noon, home at the same location against Southern Indiana. And the UD men lost a tough one last night, breaking their 13-game home winning streak. There's our monitor back, yay. Flyers are 16-3. The men's team, they're home Tuesday night, 7 o'clock on Spectrum News 1. So the Flyers are led by Ivy Wolf's 10 points. Danny Haskell has 8 for the Bonnies. But Dayton leads this game, hitting 5 of their last 6 from the field. The score is 22-16. And what else can I tell you? But Norm is hailing a cab. Now he's telling them they don't need to come over because everything's fine. The Flyers are shooting 43% in the field. The Bonnies are 29%. Both teams are 3 of 6. Very efficient from a 3-point strike. Dayton is 1 of 2 from the line. Bonnies are 3 of 4. 9 turnovers for Dayton. That's a high count. That's keeping the Bonnies close. 6 turnovers for St. Bonaventure. And they're taking advantage. 10 points off turnovers. The Bonnies, 5 points off turnovers for Dayton. Now the Flyers are starting to dominate the boards. 15-9 advantage. And they have the only 4 points off the bench in this game. And they're winning the bench points. Check it. The points in the paint, 10-4. And the teams are back on the court. When we had the stoppage in play, we're getting ready to see Ifeala go to the line to try to complete this 3-point play. And again, she's 1 of 2 at the line on the season, and she can make it a 7-point game at the 4:13 mark of the first half. And Fiala one-hands it, and it dribbles off, and the rebound comes down to the hands of Peyton Fields. So St. Bonaventure sticking around. And again, they have Danica Lightborn, the 5'9 freshman, averaging 2.2 a game. She is checking Haskell, seeing if she can deny her the ball. Now they switch off, and it's Kozlova on her. Haskell drives, double dribbles, loses control, but is able to get it out to Claire Cody at 5. And they'll have to force a 3 over Lightborn, badly off by Fields. And the long rebound in front of the UD bench comes to Ivy Wolf. 2 fouls apiece, 3:30 to go in the first half. But post Fiala underneath. Eve off glass, too hard. Didn't even hit the rim. And the rebound comes to the hands of Peyton Fields. A little bit of a rushed shot by the 6'4 freshman. Driving the paint, Middleton. Turnaround, made her shots difficult. Got it. Isabella Middleton scores for the first time in this game. Bonnie's hanging again close. Down 4. Wolf front court. 3:10 to go first half. And there's an overplay, and it's knocked out of bounds by Isabella Middleton. Dayton will key it in again. Wheeler and Bohannon in. Fiala and Jones out. 19 on the shot clock. Destiny Bohannon throws it in at the scores table. Across from our vantage point. Into Wolf. Ivy surveys, uses it, has it over the screen. And there's another travel violation. That's Lightborn. She ran before she walked. In life, you walk before you run. But it was reversed here. 10th Dayton turnover. Too many. 4-point game. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Again, Fallon Stokes. former basketball player, now national commentator. It's the halftime guest.
Middleton the shot, badly off the mark. Hit the backboard, but that was about it. Wilson transition. Front court. Ivy backs off. Could have taken the three, decided not to. Now has it out between the circles at 15. Calls play one. Instructs underneath. Bohannon's triple team. They should tie her up. Now they call it wrong. She was in trouble and could have called a timeout to save the possession.
It's also the folks that are here, Barney. Arthur Lance Lips.
For halftime.
Before halftime, yes.
Yeah, for the folks who are not here,
you get to listen to
you get to listen to Fallon Stokes, which is fine. Wednesday night, by the way, the Frisbee Dogs are here. Ooh, woof woof.
Who let the dogs out? We'll find that out Wednesday night.
4.8 lead. They led at 11-9 at the end of the first, and they're winning this period again, 11-9. And taking her eye off the ball is Peyton Fields. That's the 8th turnover in the game for St. Bonaventure. See if the Flyers can create a little space between these two teams as we get down to the last 2 minutes of this period. Not a pretty game whatsoever. Peyton will pace for 22 turnovers. As Wolf swings over Pazlova, thinks about the shot, instead inside, it's to Wheeler. Shannon drives off glass too hard, overshot the goal entirely. That's going to bring Arias Smith back in the game momentarily. Bonnie's can cut this deficit from 4 down to 2-1. It's Tiana Johnson, Haskell. Haskell will drive, Haskell will kick out for Fields. Now Fields on the baseline, is double teamed and she loses the ball. Pazlova comes up with it. Another turnover for the Bonnies in front of the St. Bonaventure bench. Not taking the three was Destiny Bohannon. Minute and a half to go. Driving is Wolf. She will put the layup up. Can't get it, but Shannon Wheeler's there. Wheeler is tied up effectively. No whistle, and Dandridge is able to knock the ball loose on another turnover. Over to Haskell. Haskell has been held to 4 shots in this game. And she will hand the basketball off to Fields. 1:10 to go, Dayton up 22-18. Call the rock fight. Dandridge on the dribble at 8. Dandridge at 6. Dandridge drives. Dandridge is cut off. Great defense by Wheeler. She forces it up. It doesn't hit any basket at all. And the Dayton rebound comes to Anissa Jones. Over to Wolf. Boy, if we don't have any more points, both quarters will be 11-9 Dayton. Now Wolf between the circles at 15. Dayton up 22-18. Wolf on the dribble. Wolf uses a Wheeler screen at 8. Wolf drives. Wolf is cut off. It's out to Kozlova. Ty's going to have to shoot it. No, it's out to Wolf. She'll shoot the 3 from the left corner and miss it. But one-handed rebound comes down to Bohannon. Turn around in the lane. Good! Destiny Bohannon has 5. Flyer leader to 24-18. Bonnies can take the last shot of the half. They're in no hurry. Big cash fouls to get. You don't normally see teams do that in this position, but let's watch Haskell. Haskell guarded by Jones. 6 seconds to go. Driving is Johnson. Is she on the line? She is. That's a turnover at 3.2. Now, Bing could take a timeout here and take the ball at half court, but I don't think they're going to waste one, so don't really look for much to happen here. Teams make some substitutions. Dayton is winning this second quarter 13-9. So we will break for our halftime interview coming up here in a moment. We'll come back, then we'll give you the numbers for the first half. Right now it's into Wolf. Ivy's at half court. Ivy about to get it off. She must have stayed it from about 30 feet. They made the game 24-18, looking for the ninth win of the year. And you ready to break? You want me to wait a moment? Okay. So, again, it is halftime in a game which the Flyers are shooting 43% compared to 29% for the Bonnies. And we'll break now. Halftime interview.
They look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2men2x.org. That's 2men2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
Very happy to be able to speak with Fallon Stokes right now. She is an alumnus of Georgia Tech, practicing attorney. We'll get into that. She covered the game against St. Bonaventure Sunday for CBS Sports Network. I appreciate you giving me some time. Let's start out. You do a lot of the women's games. Where is women's basketball right now? A lot of people say it's exploding. I would agree. I think it's been a secret for the 21 years I've been here, but where do you think the status of the game is right now?
Oh, I think it's grown tremendously. Totally different when I played 20 years ago. I mean, I don't want to date myself, but it's been a while. But the growth I've been able to see over the last 10 years or so, I think it's been amazing, especially with the mid-majors. When you talk about the A-10 and a lot of mid-major schools competing, when you have to get the outright or at-large bid to make it to the tournament, I think this season the A-10 is speaking volumes to say maybe two teams should be going to the tournament.
I was going to ask you about the A-10. For example, last week I think you covered Duquesne, correct? What were your impressions of them? Very impressive win. And they don't exactly have the resume of the non-conference to impress anyone.
Sure. And their coach, Coach Burt, he talked about that. But since they've come into conference play, they have totally a light switch went on. And they've been playing amazing, and I think it starts with their defense. They're solid defense, and they have some solid post players, too, that gives them an advantage in games. I call the Duquesne-Davidson game, and that was a big road victory for them. You know, Davidson being, you know, not preseason one of the top teams, but came out the gate in the non-conference playing extremely well and has struggled a bit in conference play, I think, due to injuries. But that was a big win for Duquesne.
One of the bigger wins for this conference, I think, if you look back to the non-conference, was Davidson actually going to Duke and halting a very long winning streak for Duke in non-conference games.
Yeah, no, that's tough to do. Cameron Indoor is a tough place to play. I've experienced it. And Davidson, not only that win, they had a non-conference win against Wake Forest. So I think that bodes well on their resume when it comes tournament time. And then held UNC to 4 points at UNC. So that's pretty amazing. That's what I'm saying. The A-10, it's pretty amazing, and you can't really say right now who is going to win the conference because it's at the top of the league, teams competing, the middle of the pack, which Davidson is in right now and will have to work up. But when you look at the likes of Richmond, St. Joseph's, George Mason, who would have thought George Mason would be in the position they're in right now? They're playing amazing, as well as VCU. And I think with VCU, is big on defense, and they've been just terrorizing teams defensively all season long.
That's why I take preseason predictions with nothing. I look at it and then I throw it away. VCU was picked preseason 10th. And what Beth O'Boyle has done, have you seen VCU in person?
I have. I saw them against Davidson. They won a road game against Davidson that was huge. So
Tibiasu is going to be first team if she's not, something's wrong.
She is. And she stepped up in that game. It was impressive to watch her. The first half, she was slow in getting a rhythm, wasn't playing well, wasn't hitting shots like she would have wanted to. But in the second half, totally stepped up her defense, and then offense came. She hit some big threes in that game. It was a key reason they were able to get that road victory.
And this is at least how I feel about VCU. They're going to be in every game a chance to win. There are two things that normally, if you're not hitting shots, that's one thing. But if you rebound and you play defense, that's all you need,
games, yes.
I would think.
And that's what kept them in the Davidson game. Davidson seemed in the first half like they had it, and VCU came in the second half and just stole it. So,
all right, well, you are very unique, so I do want to talk about your background. Obviously, about 1,300 points at Georgia Tech. Just get out of the 8-10. And now you're a practicing attorney, and you do a bunch of games. How do you find the time?
I know, right? People ask me that all the
time.
Yeah,
that has to be the question.
If I can give you my past week, last weekend I was at Davidson calling Duquesne Davidson, and then I had a trial starting Monday. So went back right to it. Trial ended Thursday, and I'm right back at it again here at Dayton to call this one. So, you know, it's a juggling, but this is my passion. I love watching basketball, calling basketball. So it's easy. It's a good release from the law and my day-to-day job that can be intense at times. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. Right now, as long as I can do it and I'm able to juggle it, I'll keep doing it.
Okay, so you graduate, and then was your passion once you graduated undergrad at Georgia Tech to go into a law school and do that part?
Well, I wanted to be a lawyer since I was about 13. My godfather's an attorney in Tallahassee, so I, for some reason, it was nothing about it. I just thought it was cool to be a lawyer, right? Decided to do it. Did it slowly because I think I needed time to transition out of basketball and the rigor of being a student athlete. And if I was just serious to take on that academic rigor of going to law school. So I went to graduate school first, then started law school at about 26. And went part-time and worked and went to school at night. Did that for 4 years, got my law degree, and then passed the bar. So I've been practicing for a little over 10 years, 10 and a half years now. I was a public defender in Fulton County, probably one of the toughest, the largest county in the state of Georgia, but one of the toughest counties to be a criminal defense attorney, I think, in the country, and just representing clients, and recently transitioned into insurance defense, so working with Lewis Brisboy, a corporate firm in Atlanta. So I enjoy it. It's a balance, but as long as, you know, I'm able to do it and I have the energy to do it, I'm going to continue.
And as if you don't have enough to do, tell me about your Talk to Talk podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a podcast I started over the pandemic because of the uncertainty about where things were going with sports media, basketball. I know I wanted to stay active, and I was just blessed enough to have so many great people to jump on, you know, and I think it's just relationships, people I know from basketball, my journey, and just period, and just meeting folks, and they were just willing to, yeah, I'll jump on your podcast. Or people I went to school with at Georgia Tech who are doing some amazing things right now, whether it's in the NBA, NFL, women's basketball, or just in entrepreneurship or in some type of industry or tech. It's been incredible, so I hope to pick that back up soon, but like you said, it's just been busy juggling everything, and that's been something that has kind of taken a hit, but I want to get it back going soon.
So you do your home games for your alma mater.
I do.
And so give us a little bit of an indication in that conference on what you've seen so far.
The ACC is similar to the A10. They beat up on each other, and there's so many amazing teams in that conference. When you look at the likes, each year they're going to have at least a minimum, I would say, of six teams out of the ACC going into the tournament. But you look at NC State, the turnaround they had from a season ago, being in one of the top 10 teams in the country. We talked about Notre Dame earlier, a key, huge win on the road against UConn yesterday. And with the freshman Hidalgo and what she's been able to do in the absence of Olivia Miles, I think it's been incredible. I'm excited I get to call that game when they come into town to Atlanta and play Georgia Tech on Thursday. And UNC, I mean, you talk about the teams. There's so many amazing teams. Miami making it to the Elite Eight a season ago. I just think it's incredible to watch the growth, especially when I played. And seeing how dominant that conference still can be with the level of player talent that you see day in, day out.
Have you seen Virginia Tech with Kittredge yet?
I haven't seen Virginia Tech this season with Kittley, but I called three of their games last year. And, you know, they're amazing. I left them out. But, you know, they made it to the Final Four last year. So they're going to be elite with Georgia A. Moore, who I think is one of the best guards, or if not the best guard, one of the best point guards in the country. Can shoot, can score, can dish it. They have an incredible roster. And, you know, I just think it's going to continue to see amazing things from the ACC this season and come tournament time.
So whenever I get somebody nationally in here, I propose something. Most of the people don't like it, so I'm going to see if you do. The women's tournament, until you get to the Final Four, my opinion is it's overshadowed by the men. Mm-hmm. A lot of games are on same nights, and I know there are some nights where Stanford's playing at 11:30 Eastern time, and I'm thinking, why? Here's my approach here. Start the women's season in December, push the tournament back after the men, give them their own time, give them their own windows, let them have national media. Maybe don't call it March Madness, call it April something.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
I think that would be good, but after I saw like the results last season with the viewership, especially leading up to the Final Four, it was a lot of people watching the women's tournament last year. So I think it's good because you have March Madness for a reason, and I think it's just something that you just can't experience until you watch it. Whether it's on the men's side, the women's side, it's just an exciting time for college basketball, period. Maybe moving it, I see what you're saying with the attention. But I would probably keep it because it's just been longstanding. And hopefully we continue to see the growth that we've been seeing in the women's game. And if it's a reflection of what we saw a year ago with the viewership, I think it's the sky's the limit for the future for the women's game.
I still think we need the game at the final in prime time.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with
I know
that.
ABC is sticking it on a Sunday afternoon.
I agree with that, you know. And you see more visibility with women's games, you know, late night when you're seeing prime time Saturday games competing with NBA games and college men's college basketball. I think it's incredible. incredible.
Oh, Saturday night we had, and I love him, we had Gus Johnson calling Notre Dame in Connecticut.
See? And,
and he called Caitlin Clark before that.
That's it. And when you have players like a Caitlin Clark, I mean, you talk about her, you talk about Angel Reese, who are just really bringing plenty of attention to the women's game, but showing that it's a credible game and people should watch it and it's talented. And, you know, I think it's COVID, in a sense, it was terrible, you know, the pandemic, but I think for the women's game, it's been a blessing for some of these women to be able to stay a little longer, and especially with NIL deals, the expansion, to see some more growth, get some more experience, and, you know, make some money while they're playing college athletics, because, again, the WNBA still has a ways to go when it talks about equal pay and what these women deserve and earn or should get, you know, for their talents. But I think you're starting to see glimpses of it in the women's game on the college level.
Here's something I think the men should do also that I think helps the women's game. Go to the four quarters and go to the half court at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, advancing the ball. I definitely agree. I think that has totally made the women's game better, you know, and more competitive, because, you know, now if it's a nail biter towards the end and you can call, you have a timeout, you can advance the basketball just like the NBA. And the men's game still playing two halves, that's like so foreign to me from so long ago, but they're still doing it because it's a part of their game. But hopefully they will change to the four quarters, because I think it makes the game way more competitive.
Anything else you'd like to see change the game in terms of on the court rules?
No, you know, I think right now with the changes they made, you know, you don't want to get too crazy. I know at one point they were talking about, like, moving the three-point line back further. I think that would just totally damage the women's game. You know, leave it where it is right now. But, you know, with anything in growth, you're going to definitely see change as the game continues to grow.
I thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much.
And we go back to
Time program is brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest,
which will get underway in about 3 minutes. I mean, you could play a very artistic, efficient-looking, smooth offensive game and lose, like Dayton did Wednesday against VCU. You can also play a very choppy, clunky offensive game like we're seeing from Dayton today, and you're winning by 6 points. Bottom line is you want to get the W. But as I give you these halftime statistics, you're going to know that it's been what they call a rock fight so far. Dayton 38% from the field to 29% for the Bonnies. Both teams are 3 of 7, 43% from the three-point stripe. Free throws are really not consequential in this game. Dayton's only been to the line three times and hit one. 3 of 4 for St. Bonaventure. Dayton has 12 turnovers to 9 for the Bonnies. Bonnie's doubling up on points off turnovers, 10-5. Dayton is leading the rebounds 20-12. Defensive rebounds leading 13-10. Offensive rebounds leading 7-2. Bench points not a factor for Dayton. 4 points, 2 points for the Bonnies. Points in the paint, Dayton is plus 6. Both teams have 4 assists. Dayton has 5 steals. Bonnies have 4. We've been tied twice. We've been tied for 5 minutes, 13 seconds. We've only had one lead change in this game, as Dayton led at 11-9 at the end of the first, and now it's 24-18. The individual stats look like this for St. Bonaventure. Danny Haskell has 8 points, 3 of 4 shooting, 2 of 3 from the 3-point line. After that, it goes to Lacine with 4 points. Johnson has not scored in 9 minutes. Fields has 2 points in 14 minutes. Cody has no points in 10 minutes. Dandridge has no points in 14 minutes. Napper has 2 points in 13 minutes. Middletown did not start the game. She has 2 points in 9 minutes. And finally, Voor de Poort has not scored in her 3 minutes of action. So basically, you keep Haskell from going off in the second half offensively, and you really should win this game. For the Flyers, again, Ivy Wolf, 19 minutes. She has 10 points, including 2 three-pointers. She has 3 rebounds, only 1 turnover. Destiny Bohannon has 5 points. Wheeler has not scored in 8 minutes. Kozlova has not scored in 6 minutes. Anissa Jones has 3 points in 16 minutes. Lightbourne has not scored in 2 minutes. Niall Lear has 2 points in 7 minutes. Ariana Smith has been very quiet today. 10 minutes, 2 points, 1 of 3 from the field, though she does have 6 rebounds to go along with 2 assists. And again, Mariah Perez, we've seen this pattern before, a foul early, a second foul at the end of the first quarter. She has not scored. She has not even put a shot up. in 4 minutes of action. We'll hope to see more of Perez efficiency, and Eve Fiala does have 2 points in 11 minutes. So Dayton will come out with Bohannon, Wolf, Jones, Smith, and Perez, and we'll wait for St. Bonaventure to get back on the court, and we'll get underway with the start of this second half. St. Bonaventure coming out with Dandridge, Lacine, Haskell, Napper, and Peyton Fields. Original starting five for both teams. So Kira Dandridge will throw it in front of us. We'll get underway with the start of the second half, as Dayton again with the lead of 24-18. Looking for win number 9 on the season. Bonnie's looking for win number 5. And it's Danny Haskell, checked by Anissa Jones. Loops it for Dandridge. Now Dandridge between the circles. Lacine in the corner. Over to Peyton Fields. Driving and drawing the third foul in the game on by Mariah Perez. She's just snaked it with fouls as we go. So that'll send Perez back to the bench. 4 Ifiala. Good. Fiala is getting a lot of play these days. The experience with Perez's foul trouble. So Lacine's at the line.
I wonder if Mariah knows as soon as she makes a foul, she's going to the bench.
Especially in this situation, when you pick up your third, you almost have to do that. As that's Lacine's free throw good, gives her 5 points, cuts the Dayton lead to 5.
It's happened every time. It's happened after first and second, I think.
Another one for Lacine. Got it again. So again, Riss Miller will be back hopefully soon. And we'll see how the playing time works there. But right now, Fiala is getting all the minutes that Perez has to sit on the bench. Destiny Bohannon right in front of Tamuika Williams-Jetter. She backs off and they give her the 3. She takes the 3 and it's an air ball way off mark and goes out of bounds. Inauspicious start to this third period for Dayton. As the Bonnies will walk it into the front court. Bonnie's next game coming up after this one. Home Wednesday night, 7 o'clock against Davidson before they head out to George Washington and then to VCU. After that, they'll have 3 straight home games before they finish the season on the road. 8 to shoot. It's Fields and there's contact and they're going to call Bohannon for the foul. Destiny's second. Peyton Fields, 74% at the line, and she will go there right now. Fields was in 25 games last year. She averaged only about 2.5 points a game. Her season high last year was 13 against the Billikens. First free throw falls in. Played the previous 2 years at Western Nebraska Community College, where she had over 1,400 points for her Texas high school, averaging 17.7 rebounds. In her senior year, she calmly makes the first, misses the second. Scrum for the rebound on the floor, squirts through the legs of Smith and comes right to Eve Fiala. Flyers shut out this period, up 24-21. Bohannon on the dribble, uses a Fiala screen, Destiny at the free throw and is cut off. Bounce pass for Fiala. Eve gets it, she's double covered, and she is said, the ball taken away by Dandridge. Up to Haskell, Danny's going to pop that 3 right elbow. This one barely hits anything, but the hustle rebound comes down to Dandridge. The reshot, the shot clock at 20. Haskell now on the dribble between the circles. Danny hands it off to Peyton Fields. Over to Racine, she backs off between the circles at 8. There were a couple of shot clock violations by St. Bonaventure in the first half. Not here. Nailing a 3 is Lacine. Her second 3 of the game. And the Bonnies have started out strong. They've tied this game at 24 with the first 5 points of this period. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Driving Bohannon. Open lane banks it in. That was easy to look at. Destiny Bohannon has 7 points. Flyers back up. Top by a deuce. Peyton Fields, checked by Bohannon. Cross court right elbow. Bounce pass underneath to Napper. Napper will drive on Fiala. She's under the baseline and she overshoots everything. I see Fiala did a good job of just putting the hands up and not fouling. So after that defensive stand, Bohannon will drive the right side. Ennis Crowd, she'll go to the line because she got fouled. That foul's on Peyton Fields. That's her second. Destiny Bohannon, 80% on the season. 8-9 here as Perez comes back in for Ariana Smith. So Destiny has to be careful here. Not Destiny. Perez has to be careful here with the three fouls. Destiny's at the line. She can put Dayton back up by 4. First free throw rims in. Peyton Powers, 2 of 3 at the charity stripe. One more coming. 7:25 to go. Third period. Free throw dribbles off this time. Perez takes a poke at it but cannot control it. Bonnie Santaya with a 3. We'll watch Haskell. She checked by Wolf now. Dayton alternating people. Shading Haskell. And they've done a really good job. Poking her to 4 shots and 8 points. Driving the open lane. Fields badly missed it. She rushed it when she didn't have to. It's Bohannon in transition. She'll slow it up. Not a lot of fast break points in this game. Both teams doing a good job to get back on D. Fiala setting the pick. She looks winded. Fiala gives Bohannon room, but Destiny hands it between the circles to Perez. In front of the UD bench, it's Anissa Jones driving. Cut off, and Haskell double teams her. She has to get out of traffic. Fiala, 2 seconds to shoot. Wolf makes a pass when she needed to shoot it. Bohannon missed the shot. I thought, again, it was after the 30 seconds, but they would have counted it had it have gone. Again, Dayton up 27-24. Backing off Lacine between the circles. Haskell, right elbow. Dandridge with the basketball. Haskell, quick release. There it is over Wolf. Can't get the 3 to go. Anissa Jones, rebound. Anissa front court. Quickly Wolf. She'll take the 3 in front of the UD bench. Bang! 13 drive to Wolf. And Jim Crowley doesn't like what he sees. We're going to take a timeout. Media timeout. We'll take a break. We have 6:11 to go. Full timeout here. So we are going to get ready. We're going to hear from our underwriters as Dayton has a 30-24 lead.
Hopefully we continue to see the growth.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD women's basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Era Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnicast Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So the difference in this game, Haskell misses a 3. In transition, Ivy Wolf comes back, makes a 3. That gives Dayton a 30-24 lead. So, as we look at it, all-time wins coming into today for the A-10 coaches. Cindy Griffin of St. Bonaventure. No, not St. Bonaventure. St. Joseph's, wrong St. Cindy Griffin with 436. Aaron Russell of Richmond, 394. Jim Crowley of St. Bonaventure, 386. And Vanessa Blair Lewis of George Mason at 356. Wins at their current school, Griffin, 387. Crowley, 262. Dan Burt of Duquesne. Can he make number 200 today? If he does, win. And Bethel Boyle of VCU at 162. A-10 wins. Griffin 194. Crowley 109. Boat 100. And Bethel Boyle with 84. So we wait for St. Bonaventure to get back onto the court, and we will then resume play. If you are in the area, we hope you will come out Wednesday. St. Louis will be here. It's one of those 937 promotions. It's the $9 Chapel Blue Corduroy hat, the $3 pizza, the $7 ticket, and at halftime you can actually see the Frisbee Dogs.
And Tamika Williams-Jeter has announced some Dayton women's basketball camps. There'll be a day camp from June 17th to June 20th for 4th through 8th graders for $225. There'll be a team camp from June 21st to June 22nd for 9th through 12th graders. There'll be a day in the life camp on June 23rd for 9th through 12th graders for $85. Future Flyers camp July 8th through July 11th for kindergarten through 4th grade at $110. And a day in the life camp July 14th for 9th through 12th graders. Again, that's a repeat of the one on June 23rd. That one on July 14th is for $84. We're underway, and Knapper in the paint. Out. The ball is swung to Dandridge. Dandridge at 7. Dandridge drives the lane up over Wolf. Got it. Kira Dandridge, first point of the game. Dayton lead is at 30-26. And we have 5:30 to go. See if we have another media timeout of under 5 minutes. Since it's television here, I would bet so. It's Perez, cross-court pass, Kozlova, the open three in the corner, in and out, too much spin, no block up. Mariah Perez puts it back home. Her first basket of the game. Dayton's six-point lead at 32-26. Tiana Johnson will come back in for the Bonnies in a moment, but right now it's Knapper. Between the circles, Dandridge. They have Peyton Fields with the basketball, guarded by Bohanna between the circles. Here's Haskell driving. She will kick it out. And Haskell at 6. Haskell drives. Haskell is cut off. Haskell is swarmed. She'll pick it out. A desperation 3. Got it! For Dandridge. 5 points. You can play great defense. But when a shot like that is hit, that kind of takes your momentum out the window a bit. After that panicking 3, Dayton up by 3, 32-29. Nyla Lear come back in for Dayton in a moment. You can't play better defense than Dayton did for 30 seconds. But sometimes the shot is just hit. Kozlova outside the three-point stripe in front of the UD bench to Ivy Wolf. She'll drive at 10. Traveled, no call. She'll hit the shot and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. 15 for Ivy Wolf.
That'll make up the 3 points from the last basket.
Just doing it in a different way. All right, get ready, my friend. We're going to take a break. Ivy Wolf is a 92% free throw shooter. We'll see what she can do. Dayton up 34-29. Media timeout, 4:24 to go third quarter. We will be back after this. I hope.
Thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during games on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And play back in momentarily. Again, Ivy Wolf at the line looking to complete the three-point play, but let's give you her line on the game. 24 minutes of action. 15 points, 6 of 10 from the field. She is also 3 of 6 from the three-point stripe. She has 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 foul, and only 1 turnover. See if she can make that Dayton lead 6 points. Again, St. Bonaventure located in, I thought they were in, only in New York. Technically, they're in Allegheny, New York. You people listening in that area know your geography. They have about 2,000 students. They were founded in 1858. The largest residence hall is named after the founder, New York financier Nicholas Devereaux. Their alum, they have 6 Pulitzer Prize winners who went there and graduated. That's impressive. The alum also include Ed Bastian, 8-year CEO and current CEO of Delta Airlines. Adrian Wojnarowski, he's the NBA inside man on ESPN.
Hall of Famer Bob Lanier played many of his years for the Detroit Pistons. Their court is named after Bob Lanier. Their mascot is the Bona Wolf. Succeeded the Bona Fanatic in 1999. And this was an interesting thing I found. St. Bonaventure is the patron saint of bowel disorders. It's believed it was the cause of his childhood illness that nearly took his life. You know, strange stuff. They have more than 50 undergrad majors and programs and 22 grad degree programs. So, let's see. We'll transition from bowel disorders to free throw shooting. There's no real smooth way to transition here. Ivy Wolf at the line. 4:24 to go third quarter. Looking for a six-point lead. She got it. Gives her 16. And they're going to sub. Interesting. After a timeout, they're going to sub her out and sub Nile Lear in. Now, she has had the plantar fasciitis foot issue ongoing. I think she wears a boot when she has to walk around campus to class, so she might be just resting that from time to time, hoping it gets better. Normally, it stays with you for a long time. Driving is Fields. Haskell's not in the game for St. Bonaventure. I'm surprised. It's a sloppy miss. Jim Crowley wanted a big foul if he didn't get it, as he pleads to the official. No sympathy there. Dayton 15 to shoot, up by a half a dozen. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Nylear driving the baseline. Great shovel pass. Ariana Smith. She connects on the basket. She is fouled by Dandridge. Ariana's second basket. Muscled that one in. Yes, Ivy Wolf's going to come right back in now. And that is going to replace Destiny Bohannon. As Ariana Smith at the line, where she is 70% on the season. They allow Middleton to come back in for St. Bonaventure, replacing Handridge. I actually want to look up Haskell, see where she is in minutes this year, if I can find that, because I'm surprised she's been on the bench as much as she has. There's a missed free throw for Smith, but there's a lane violation, and she will get another chance. Haskell played 38 minutes against Robert Morris, and she averages, well, I can't do all those calculations, but again, she's been out. There's a miss, and guess what? There's another lane violation on St. Bonaventure, and she will now get a third opportunity to give Dayton a 9-point lead. So we'll just say that these first two for Ariana have been practiced. And I would say St. Bonaventure will not be aggressive when this one is released from her hand. It's up. And she swishes this one. Five for her. Flyers up by nine. St. Bonaventure has been held to 11 points this period. Dayton has 14. The Bonnies throw it away inside. Flyers look to break this game open. Nyla, a little head fake. Underneath, and we have a foul. Smith is fouled by Tiana Johnson. That's her first foul. And that's the Bonnie's fourth, I believe. Both teams now with four fouls. But the Bonnie's have any chance. Haskell has to play the rest of this game. She is now in for Lacine. Danny Haskell, 8 points all in the first half. Dayton with the basketball. Anissa Jones holds it. 1-3-1 zone defense. Oh boy, there's a pass over the head of Ivy Wolf that I don't even think Wilt Chamberlain or Shaq O'Neal or Embiid or Jokic could handle. No chance at that one. So, turnover number 13 for the Flyers in this game. So, Anissa Jones is going to shade Haskell. Driving is Middleton. Over to Fields. Fields is cut off effectively. Great defense by Nylear. Now it's out to Haskell. Thinks about a 30-foot three instead with 10 on the shot. Gets it over to Johnson. Deep in the corner. The open three look. Fields missed it. It's too long. Dayton has two people. Battle for the rebound. It comes down to Ariana Smith. Smith front court. Hands it off to Ivy Wolf. At the 250 mark. But Dayton up 38-29. Lost to VCU Wednesday. Leading today. Third game of the homestand comes up Wednesday against St. Louis. Between the circles is Lear out to Ivy Wolf. They pass it inside. Basket good. Day off the bank by Ariana Smith. She has got seven. Patient play. Dayton's biggest lead of the game. They are now up by 11. 2:20 to go. Ball's underneath. Napper up over Perez. Got the basket to go. First basket for Taylor Napper. 4 points for her. 40-31 Dayton lead. Bohannon will come back in at the dead ball. Free throws the rest of this period. Both teams with four fouls. Maya Perez over to Ivy Wolf. Our star of the game so far. Give and go to Perez. Beautiful feed. Perez makes it in. Wolf to Perez. That combo works wonders there. Dayton up 42-31. As it's Middleton. And again, Anissa Jones sticking to Haskell like flypaper. Haskell has to give it off. Now, Haskell's not forcing anything, but she's only got six shots in this entire game. 10 to shoot. Middleton on the dribble. Middleton up, bounce past Napper. Shoots it over Perez. Can't get it. And Ariana Smith with the rebound. That's rebound number 8 for one of the nation's leading rebounders. Pass ahead for Perez. It's knocked away. Big turnover. Haskell front court. She's going to take it all the way to the goal. She split the defenders and she drew the foul on Lear. She'll go to the line. Niles third. Danny Haskell, almost sure thing at the line, 84% on the season. Here comes Bohannon. Here comes Lightbourne. Leaving the lineup for Dayton will be Lear and Jones. Fields is out of the lineup, replaced by Cody Clare, 5'11 senior who has not scored. Haskell back at the line. I'm going to give you an eye-popping statistic on her. The free throw is good. Danny Haskell had 3,227 points for her New York high school. That's second most for a female in that state. Her senior year, she averaged 31 points a game. Well, she missed the second one. And Perez comes up with the rebound. Loses it, and actually almost a steal for St. Bonaventure. Dayton will keep it. A young lady by the name of Karen Schaff is the all-time leading scorer in female high school history in New York from 1989 to 1995. Fiala comes back in for Perez. I mean, 3,227 points in high school? Wow. Dayton leads 10. Bohannon walks it off into the front court. Bohannon backing off. Over to Wolf. Back to Bohannon. Less than a minute to go in the period. Destiny drives. Pushes off. Got away with it. Banks it in. Bohannon, strong overall game. She's got 10 points. She's the second leading scorer for the Flyers. Their lead's a dozen. 45 seconds to go. Third period. Haskell with the ball. Underneath to Johnson. Johnson is double-teamed. Johnson almost has a poke away, but it's to Napper. Over to Haskell with 10. Haskell will kick it out. Johnson the 3. Air ball. And it's off Middleton. I'm just going to say it's off Dayton. I thought it was off Middleton. It's off Dayton. 5 to shoot. 30 seconds to go in the period. A period in which Dayton has won 18-14. They've outscored the St. Bonaventure by 4 points in all three periods. So 5 seconds to shoot. Johnson inbounds it. They don't realize it. Cody is forcing it up in a crowd. She can't get it to go. Rebound number 9 for Ariana Smith. Flyers get the last opportunity here with 20 seconds to go in the period. Up 44-32. A cleaner period in terms of those turnovers. Total turnovers in the game for Dayton, 15. I think only a couple in this period. Bohannon on the dribble at 6. It's going to be Destiny's ball. She will drive it too. She will bank it up short, and that will end the period. Dayton actually wins that period 20-14. So they have a 12-point lead going into the fourth period, 44-32. Let's hear from our underwriters.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And again, Dayton has a 44-32 lead. Getting ready to start the fourth period. I gave you the lowdown on St. Bonaventure. It's impressive that 80% of their freshmen return for their sophomore year. Now, to put it in perspective, the national average is 6-7% for private institutions. Their student-to-faculty ratio is 12-1. They're more than 31,000 alum worldwide. And their average SAT score for reading and math is 1,130. And this was interesting. I had asked Norm to let me know where some of our listeners are from. And, of course, most of them are in Ohio. But for Wednesday school day game, we had South Carolina, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. The interesting ones were one in Mexico, one in Germany, and six in the Netherlands, of which I have no idea what time it was in the Netherlands Wednesday morning here. But that kind of gives you an indication. Five-hour difference, 5 hours ahead. Oh, that's not too bad. So 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we started the game there. So it's definitely a national, an international internet broadcast that we give you all the time. I do remember, this goes back many years ago, but the Flyers had a center by the name of Nikki Oakland. She went to play professionally in Spain, and she came back and told me one day that she listened to the games in Spain at some ungodly hour, but nonetheless, she did listen. So, again, our leading scorers in this game, a strong performance overall by Ivy Wolf. She has 16 points. Destiny Bohannon has 10. And for St. Bonaventure, they have Lacine with 9. And they've done a great job. Danny Haskell has held to 1 point in the third quarter. She has 9 points overall. And she has only taken 6 shots. And the official, Aaron Brooks, is a little frustrated because he keeps motioning somebody to come over and take the ball. Let's get underway with this fourth period of play with Dayton up by 12. Dayton wins the first 11-9, the second 12, check it, 13-9. They win the third quarter 20-14, and Ivy Wolf drives all the way in and overshoots the basket. The ball is loose. Ariana Smith is battling for it. She gets the offensive rebound. Almost traveled, but she needs to give it up to somebody and finds Bohannon. Ariana Smith, I think that's her 10th rebound of the game. She comes in averaging 11. As Ifiala has it, Dayton has 2 seconds to shoot. They don't realize it. Smith, desperation, gets it off. It's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Clunky possession there for the Flyers. They are crushing the Bonnies on the board, 32-17. No surprise there. They about out-rebound most of their opponents, actually. Between the circles, the basketball is to Tiana Johnson. She pulls up, looking underneath. They have to hit Haskell. The ball's knocked away into the backcourt, and Haskell's able to retrieve. She's only got 7 seconds to shoot. She has Wolf on her. Haskell glides. She goes past Wolf and banks it in. The quick first step for Danny Haskell pays off there. That gives her 11 points, and the Dayton lead is 10 at 44-34. Ariana Smith. Over to Anissa Jones between the circle. Jones in no hurry. Fiala bumping underneath. Instead, they're looking for the outside game. Wolf looks to get an open shot. She can at 10. Gets it for Ariana Smith. Smith gets the ball to Anissa Jones. Deep in the left corner at 4. Jones drives. Has the ball poked away from her out of bounds. And Dayton has 1 second to shoot. See what play you have here. Throw it in and pray. That's your play here. Bohannon will throw it in front of the UD bench. Loops it for Fiala, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. Now, if they give the ball to Dayton at point two, realistically, you cannot get off a shot here. So this will be a shot clock violation as soon as it touches somebody's hands. It is thrown in, and yeah, there's the violation. Hey, Aaron Smith hit the three. Nice shot, just doesn't count. Because if it's under point three, a shot cannot be taken, only a tap. So they were doomed to a shot clock violation and their 15th or 16th turnover of the game, depending on how our monitor is updating it. Dayton up, 8-plus minutes to go, Flyers up by 10. It's Cody Clare. She's scoreless today. Driving is Johnson. Johnson in the crowd, walk no call, and they got a foul on Bohannon. Destiny's third. Johnson goes to the line. Tiana only at 57% on the year. Only played 10 games last year due to injury. Averaged 6.6 points per game, did Tiana Johnson. She did win an Illinois state title with her high school. Season high, 16 points this year against Binghamton. Psychology major, and get this, she has 8 siblings. And the free throw's good. And that's her first point of the game. Tiana Johnson comes in averaging 7 a game. What's 2503? Oh, the attendance, thank you. Oh, that's just very respectable on a gloomy and rainy day. 2,503. It's not 12,097, but we'll take 2,503. Thank you, Ross, for that. Tiana Johnson connects a second. I should have put that in my mind, that it's not the year, obviously. 2,503 attendance. Watching St. Bonaventure crawl back with an 8, down 44-36. Ariana Smith over to Wolf on the left elbow. 12 on the shot. Nice move by Wolf. She drives all the way in and banks it off. Couldn't get the roll to go. Ariana Smith, though, great hustle, gets the rebound. Dayton has a fresh 20 as they set it up again. Ariana Smith, they call that her 10th rebound. She's close to a double-double. She's got 7 points. 10 to shoot. Bohannon drives. Bohannon isolates a defender up off glass. Overshot everything. Ariana Smith, another rebound. She's tied up by Haskell. On the alternating possession, the ball will go the Bonnie's way. Dayton would have only had 3 seconds to shoot anyway. But Ariana Smith feisty on those boards as Dayton's now winning the rebound battle 33-17. Leading the game by 8. Largest lead of this game was 11. So hasn't exactly been able to separate for good. There's a careless double dribble violation for Tiana Johnson. And for the Bonnies, that is turnover number 11 compared to 17 for Dayton. Flyers 43% from the field compared to 31% for St. Bonaventure. Dayton 4-7 at the line. The Bonnies are 9 of 12. Told you about the rebounds. Points in the paint. Dayton dominating at 26-12. Dayton has 20 seconds to shoot. 7 minutes to go. 1 foul Dayton this period. None for the Bonnies. A 3 from the corner is good for Anissa Jones. It's her 5 points. Dayton is back up by 11. 47-36. 6:50 to play. Tiana Johnson drives. She's cut off by Wolf. Good defense, belly to belly, and Wolf causes the turnover. She has it. She has Jones ahead of the field. She gives it to Jones on a bounce pass. Up over Haskell, comes up short. Rebound is saved in nicely by Knapper to Cody Clare. And in the backcourt, there's a traveling violation on St. Bonaventure. Down 47-36, the Bonnies off. Flyers get the ball back. .637 to play. Ball is keyed in. Wolf, deep corner three, badly short. Tries to follow it, and it's actually off Isabella Middleton, who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So Dayton gets a reprieve. 20 to shoot now. Up 47-36. Wolf will throw it in. Ivy from the field, 6 of 13 today. There's another three, Jones. This one doesn't go. Smith the rebound again. Missed it. So after rebound number 12. Middleton for St. Bonaventure. Goes to her right. Out to Haskell. Danny is challenged by Ariana Smith and does not take the three. Very unselfish player. She's going to have to be selfish here if she's going to bring them back, though. And she's got the long-range game to do so. Middleton with it. 10 to shoot between the circles. Dandridge. Dandridge played by Smith. Dandridge drives at 5. Dandridge walk, no call. Dandridge forces it up, can't get it. 12th rebound of the game for Ariana Smith. Transition to Jones. Glides past her defender and whistle foul in St. Bonaventure with 5:53 to play. Player picks up her first foul. And this is going to put at the free throw line Jones, where she is one of two on the afternoon. Claire leaves the lineup for St. Bonaventure. Anissa Jones free throw rims in. Dayton out the line today. I gave it to Smith. I better change that. Dayton out the line today is 5 of 8. compared to 8 of 10 for the Bonnies. Free throw. Nisa Jones is good again. She's got 8 points. Dayton lead is 10 at 49-30. Dayton leads 13, 49-36. My math's off. They need to take that math day quiz that they have for the school kids on Wednesday. Has it Standridge over the fields. Back to Dandridge between the circles. Now Haskell, shaded by Ivy Wolf. Driving, pushing off Lacine. Forces it up in the crowd. Can't get it to go. In and out. Rebound by Jones. Again, one and out. No offensive rebound opportunity for St. Bonaventure. Ivy Wolf, bullet pass underneath for Jones. Quickly out for Yawa. Evil drive, and she'll go to the line. As she got fouled in the act of shooting. Good aggressive play by the 6'4 freshman, Ifiala. And that foul's on Fields. That's her third. So Ifiala, 0 for 1 at the line today. 1 of 3 in her short career. .523 to go. Our last media timeout will come up under the 5-minute mark. Fiala free throw, missed it. Get another one. Looking for point number 3 on the afternoon. One-handed free throw a la George McGinnis, old reference in the ABA. Missed that one again. St. Bonaventure's trying to get back in the game at the end. Flyers probably won't have Fiala in for obvious reasons, as it looks like that Dandridge just bowled over Ivy Wolf. Officials saw it differently. They call Ivy for her second foul. That puts Dandridge at the line where she's only 50% on the season. And I'm going to admit, that call surprised me. So Dandridge, 12 starts last year, had a career-high 12 points against East Tennessee State. Dandridge gets a pair here. She's got 5 points, 5:15 to go. She can bring the Bonnies back within 11 if she hits the first. And Dayton is home. Wednesday night, we'll be on the air about 6:45 against St. Louis. Free throw does not go. And there is a scrum on the court. We'll have a tie-up, and the arrow will go to Dayton. The Bonnies will host Davidson on Wednesday. Probably a good time to catch them, because Davidson's on a skid. I don't know the status for Ellie Sutphen. She did not play yesterday in their crushing defeat against St. Bonaventure. I'd check it against St. Joseph's. So in no hurry, front court is Destiny Bohannon. We've drawn 5 in this period. Bonnies have gone more than 3.5 minutes without a field goal in this period. As Ivy Wolf is fouled. Lacine tried to get the steal. Instead, committed a reach foul, her second, team's second. That should stop the game as Perez will come back in, and that will stop the game. So we have our last media timeout. We will, in a moment, break here from our underwriters, and we'll come back. Dayton leads this game 49-37, 4:57 to go. We will break right now.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And you hear YMCA going on in the background. Flyers, again, as I mentioned before, will host St. Louis Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. The Billikens enter the game today 8-12. Rebecca Tillett is in her second year. They had quite a run at the end last year, winning the A-10 tournament, playing Tennessee in the NCAA tournament. Tillett came from Longwood University and went 36-19 in her last 2 years there. The Billikens, they average 18 turnovers a game, like Dayton. 15 assists. They are even on rebounding. Remember, they do not have 6'7" Flowers anymore in the middle. They have been outscored by 40 points in the first quarter this year and by 51 in the third. Kyla McMakin, who transferred along with Rebecca Tillich, she transferred from Longwood. She is the leading scorer at 16.6 a game. Peyton Kennedy averages 14.2, and a newcomer, which we'll talk more about Wednesday night, Brooklyn Gray averages 11.3 points per game. Now, this was a game in St. Louis on January 12th, where the Flyers fell behind at the end of the first quarter, 19-12. They lost the second quarter, 24-15. They were down 43-27 at the half. They cut that deficit by 5 in the third, and in the fourth quarter, they had a furious 26-19 rally. In fact, they even had a chance to tie it with a 3 at the end of the game, but Ivy Wolf got tied up. St. Louis defeated Dayton in the game 74-70. Flyers clobbered the Billikens on the boards 41-26, so they had 24 turnovers. Again, that did the Flyers in. Dayton shot 62% in the fourth quarter. They were led by Ivy Wolf, 16 points in that game. They had 14 from Bohannon. They had 12 from Smith. Smith also had 13 rebounds for St. Louis in that game. They had 5 in double figures. They were led by McMakin, 17. And Markavia Shavers had 15. She doesn't normally score that much. So that is a little bit of a preview on what is going to be coming up on Wednesday night when we rejoin you here from UD Arena. Flyers have 5 to shoot. Turnaround, wild shot. And it looks like Haskell fouled Anissa Jones. Danny Haskell's second foul. And Anissa Jones goes to the line where she is 3 of 4 as Dayton looks to put this game to bed here at some point. It was very balanced for St. Louis in that first game. Peyton Kennedy had 13. Kennedy Calhoun had 11. Julia Martinez had 12. And Anissa Jones' free throw is good. She has 9 to go along with 6 rebounds. Ariana Smith, by the way, she's been torrid on the boards in this half. She is up to 14 for the game. Anissa Jones hits the free throw. And it looks like the Flyers are going to, I don't want to jinx them, looks like they're going to cruise on in with this win. 51-37 is the score. As Peyton Fields with the basketball. Fields between the circles. Lacine now. Lacine drives on Jones. Goes up. Gets it to go. And Anissa Jones puts up her first foul. And just when I said they're going to cruise on in, we have a potential 3-point opportunity for the Bonnies. And Lacine, it's her first 2-point field goal. She is at 47% on the season. The Bonnies overall 39%. And the scene cannot hit the free throw. It's a 3 of 5 today. So it's not a 3-point play. The St. Bonaventure. Ivy Wolf between the circles. Over to Ariana Smith. Now Anissa Jones at the top of the key. Jones at 10. Jones drives the lane. She's cut off defectively by Haskell at 8. Dayton with a 12-point lead. We're under 4 minutes to go. 4 fouls St. Bonaventure. And 5 fouls St. Bonaventure as that one went on Dandridge her second. And it'll put Destiny Bohannon at the line to shoot a pair here at the 3-7 mark. So Dayton didn't get to the line, but I think 3 times in the first half. And at the free throw line this half, they right now are 7 of 10. And they'll have 12 opportunities this half alone after these two. First one, Bohannon sinks it. That's 11 points for Destiny Bohannon. 3 in double figures for Dayton. Next one's good. 53-39, 3:57 to go. Things stay the same. We talked to Bohannon very recently. Let's see. I mean, you could text Norm that I'd like to talk to Ivy Wolf because really, she set the pace early with a lot of her points. driving. Great defense by Perez. The ball is kicked out to Dandridge. Dandridge to Napper, and she misses the shot from the corner. And the rebound comes down to the hands of Ariana Smith. That is her 15th rebound. We could also talk to Ariana Smith, but we have not this year. So if he would like that, Wolf or Smith, that's my request. A three for Wolf. Can't get it. Long weak side rebound, Bohannon knocked out of bounds. Yes, let's shoot for Destiny. Interesting. We had Destiny like 2 games ago. Okay, whatever you guys decide, doesn't matter for me. I don't really know what more to ask her, but we'll figure something out. It's Haskell at the top of the key. She shoots it and nails it. Haskell on her seasonal average at 13. You could tell them that we just had Destiny 2 games ago. We could go for Smith. Driving is Jones. She puts it in. It's a dozen for Anissa Jones as it's 55-41. Now here's penetration. Missing the shot is Dandridge, but there's a Dayton foul and she will shoot a pair. Smith has picked up her first foul in the game. And substitution, Danny Haskell might be done for the day. We shall see. Middleton's back in for her. Now Middleton averages 10-4 and she's been held only 2 points on the afternoon. Dandridge at the line, 1 of 2, make it 1 of 3. That one clunks off. We will of course hear from Tamika Williams-Jetter after the game. I think this one's going to run too long for TV to do anything live with the coach. So they have another game after this one. Free throw runs off again.
We will be talking to Smith after the game.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, that's good to hear. I want to ask her how she practices rebounding. All right, so 55-41, 2:20 to go. Ariana Smith, our star of the game. We'll hear from her after the game. Stick with us. Ivy Wolf got a pocket pick. Driving all the way down. Lacine for the basket. 13 for Modestu Lacine. She averages 10.5. Dayton leads at 10. 2 minutes to play. Both teams essentially over the limit. Wolf on the dribble. Probably seeing Bonaventure's not being a little more aggressive here. Trapping, because they really cannot afford to allow the clock to just keep bleeding. Driving is Jones. She'll bank it in. She's got 14. She comes in averaging 9. 57-43. Dayton getting close to their seasonal average of 65. And between the circles, it's Dandridge. Over to Lacine. Deep in the corner, Napper. And now Napper gets the return feed. Under the basket, guarded by Perez. Shot comes up short. Rebound, Destiny. Bohannon up field to Anissa Jones for the layup. And one potential. Dandridge commits her third foul. Destiny Bohannon with 14. You like to see this balance. 14 Bohannon. 14 Jones. 16 Wolf. 17 Smith in rebounds. Jones at the line. Lisa Bohannon has 12. Should have given her those last 2 points. Ty Kozlova in for Dayton. 1:24 to go. Free throw falls off for Anissa Jones. Put back in by Mariah Perez on the lack of a blockout. Perez has 6 points. 61-43, Dayton's biggest lead of the day. They led by 2 at the end of the first, 6 at the end of the second, 12 at the end of the third. It's all multiples of 6. And now they lead by 18. Nice crossover dribble, Dandridge. Dandridge just tied up, falls to the ground, but is able to get the ball over to Lacine. Deep in the corner, we're under the minute mark in this game. Great defense, Kozlova. I don't know what, that was a pass or a shot, but it overshot everything. You hear the crowd, especially the pep band yelling air ball, and Dayton basically is going to be able to hold on to the ball and take up time, leading 61-43. Kozlova the three, top of the key. Got it! Icing there. 64-43. St. Bonaventure into the front court with 30 seconds to go. It's Dandridge. Dandridge will drive. Dandridge's free throw line is cut off. Now penetration. 10-footer misses for Middleton. Rebound Ivy Wolf, and the Flyers can basically run this out. win the game 64-43, improve to 9-11, drop the Bonnies to 4-16. Bonnies were game today. They hung in this game for a better part of three quarters before Dayton blows it open. Dayton goes to 9-11. The crowd, about 2,500 or so, appreciates it. Let's have the buzzer, please. There it is. Post game's coming up, but first, let's listen to this.
It's the Archer's Tavern post game program with Barney Sintner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's head back to the arena to get the wrap up on today's game.
Oh, we're on. Hello. Okay, that's why I never say anything I live to regret with an open mic. So, the Flyers win this game 64-43. We'll wait for Ariana Smith to come over. She's our star of the game. I know she had 7 points, 26 minutes, 17 rebounds. She had 2 assists, 1 foul only, 3 of 7 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. And she is a rebound machine. The team is now at half court. So we will give you the team stats now. I know Tamika Williams-Jeter is going to be interviewed by television. And when that is done, we will talk to her on radio. But right now, we will get ready to get Ariana Smith over here. They have to guide her over here. There we go. So I'm not going to give you any numbers right now, but Ariana Smith is going to come over here, and she will take the headset. We'll give her a chance to catch her breath. Do you want to take a sip of water or something? You're okay. Yeah, we're going to wait and let her take a sip of water. So, all right. Well, young lady, just another average day for you, 17 rebounds.
Yep.
Now, it seemed like your rebounding really hit stride in the third and fourth quarters. Did you kind of make it a point to want to crash the board some extra as this game got to the end?
Yeah, I feel like when I crash the boards, it's able to get us like a bigger lead. Even on the offensive glass, just kicking it out to my teammates and getting that extra possession. So that's why like crashing the boards towards the end is very pivotal.
And you are one of the leading rebounders in the nation. We know that. Is that something you could practice for the game, or is that just something that comes naturally to you during the game?
No. Actually, during practice, our practice players like box me out, and they're bigger and stronger guys. So it's easier for me in the game than in practice. So in practice, I'm able to get that rep. So
I can't imagine it would be fun for any practice player to have to go against you.
Yeah.
So do you have, like, drills where somebody intentionally misses shots and you're... Because tell me, is rebounding more muscle or is it determination or is it placement of where you're going to stand?
It's more so a mindset. I have that mindset of going to get the boards. I don't expect my teammates to miss, but just being able to be on the opposite side when they are shooting gives me that option to get the boards. During practice, they usually have like a little thing called a bubble that we put inside the hoop. So when the coaches shoot, it's, of course, a miss. So we have to go get the rebounds, box out, or,
Okay, interesting. A bubble. Yeah. I never knew that. I never knew about that. And then I heard an interesting thing. You've got the gift that, and you know who Meg McConnell is of Duquesne, 5'6", and she's like, with you, she's like at the top of rebounding. And I asked her coach, what makes her such an effective rebounder? And he said that she knows when the shot is missed, where the rebound is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just something that you've learned over time, or is that something that's natural with you?
I think I learned it over time. My big thing while I'm playing is rebounding, and I think a lot of coaches probably put that down on scout, like she's going to get rebounds, but that doesn't stop me. So just having that mindset of going in like every time, even if it goes through the hoop, just being there, just to know that I can get the rebound.
And something else that's very impressive about you, I thought not just you, but you guys came into this game with a mindset of not letting number 22 Haskell, who's got a very long release. We saw a couple for three-pointers. Tell me the challenge that you had when you were guarding Haskell of trying to deny her the ball.
I think my main goal was just to show her my length. She's a little smaller than me, but being able to give her that space and know that I'm still there and that I'm covering a lot of ground shows her that she wasn't able to get around. So just knowing, like, especially when we're switching, that's when I'll use my length and show her that, you know, it's going to be hard.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank
with
you.
Your 17
thank
rebounds.
You.
We appreciate it. We're going to get the coach over again momentarily.
Thank you.
And we thank Ariana Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go ahead and take those off because I think we have to wipe them down for the coach. And Ariana Smith now leaves us, and we'll get the coach over here momentarily. And, well, actually, they're going to let Alex interview Tamika to the crowd. So we're number three. So we'll go ahead and give you the team stats, and then we'll give you the individual stats, and then we'll get Tamika over here for us, as long as we want. So it looks like this. The Flyers wind up shooting 45% for the game compared to 32% for the Bonnies. From the three-point stripe, efficiency really on both sides. Dayton was 6 of 15 for 40%. St. Bonaventure was 5 of 14 for 36%. Flyers really upped their free throws in the second half. They only had 3 in the first quarter, but they ended 10 of 16 for the game with 63%. Bonnies ended 10 of 17 at the line for 59%. Dayton did wind up making 18 turnovers. That's right on their seasonal average, but they did curb them a little bit in the second half. 13 turnovers for St. Bonaventure. Bonnie's got 20 points off turnovers to only 8 for Dayton. Rebounds, Flyers crushed St. Bonaventure. No surprise there, 45-22. Dayton was 31-18 advantage. Defensive rebounds, 14-4 offensive rebound advantage. Second chance points were Dayton 8-5. Bench points were 7-4 Dayton. Points in the paint were a wow. 34-16 Dayton advantage. Fast break points were 9-6 Dayton advantage. One block in the game that went to the Bonnies. Both teams had 7 steals, 12 assists Dayton compared to 7 for St. Bonaventure. We were tied 3 times for a total of 5 minutes and 32 seconds. We had 1 lead change in the game. And we look at the individual information for the Bonnies, who had Haskell with her 13 points. We'll talk more about how she was held in check with the coach in a minute. Lacine also had 13 points. Dandridge had 6. Napper had 4. Fields had 3, Johnson 2, Middleton 2, Vordepoor had none, and Cody came off the bench and was not able to score and did pick up a foul. Their leading rebounder was Fields with 6. So let's go over to the Flyer side, and I don't know why we have lip balm here, but that's fine. Again, Ivy Wolf set the pace early with 10 points in the first half, 16 points overall to go with 5 rebounds, 38 minutes. Also 16 points for Anissa Jones, who really picked it up in the second half to go with her 6 rebounds. Again, our star of the game, Ariana Smith, 7 points but 17 rebounds. Mariah Perez, again, saddled in foul trouble, did come up with 6 points late in the game. Destiny Bohannon had a steady game, 12 points to go with her 6 rebounds. Danica Lightbourne played 3 minutes, didn't score. Niall Lear played 10 minutes, had 2 points. Ty Kozlova topped this game off in style with a 3-pointer at the end of the game. Shannon Wheeler, only 8 minutes today, and she did not score. And Eve Fiala played 21 minutes, 2 points, and had 4 rebounds. Dayton shot very efficient, 52% in the second half, compared to 35% in the second half for St. Bonaventure. And again, Dayton shoots for the game 45% compared to 32% for St. Bonaventure. And the Flyers win this game by the final score of 64-43. And we will talk to the coach now. She'll put the headset on. This will be her 3rd interview after this game. She's kind of making the rounds here. All right, so first thing I want to talk about is if somebody couldn't see this game, they couldn't appreciate what I'm going to mention to you. That's all the switching and off-ball defense on Danny Haskell, mm-hmm. who showed us her range, her quick release, but basically you guys neutralized her. I want you to talk about all the different people who made life hard for her.
We threw everything in the kitchen sink. I think that's the old adage, right, at her, because we wanted to mix it up, some size, and just not let her get loose. They get loose in a lot of their waist screening action, and I thought we did a great job. We went small sometimes so we could switch, and we called a lot of flares. I mean, our activity vocally was very high and made things very tough. And with a kid like that, if she gets going pretty early, she's consistent. I think we took her away in the first half, and she really didn't look after that.
I mean, it was. I would say your offensive execution was choppy in the first half, especially compared to VCU. But were you pleased with what you saw more in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, we had, I think, 12 or 13 turnovers in the first half, and we only had like 6 in the second half. We were on our way to a 24 turnover game. So for us to end with 18 was great. But in the first half, we had so many opportunities at the rim. I thought Shannon blew a couple layups. Mariah blew some. You know, I thought Ifeala did a great job, because sometimes in the post, besides Nani's rebounding and her attempts to the rim getting fouled, that was all we were getting inside. But I thought our three guards really stepped up. Anissa Jones, Destiny Bohannon, and Ivy Wolf, who's been consistent for us all year long, really put a lot of heat on them in that second half offensively.
I'm getting worried about Mariah. We got a trend going on here. She picked up a foul early, picked up her second foul at the end of the first quarter. I guess it is giving more playing time to Ifeala, at least until Riley comes back. But, you know, we saw this last year at times with Mariah. What can you do about that? It seems like some of these fouls she's getting just because she's out there and putting her hands up.
I thought the last, I can't remember, the last one with the one right here underneath the basket, I thought the kid just ran into her. I mean, I didn't see any break of arms, and but I'm not going to say anything. That's for sure. So, I just think, but you know what, when you come out and you get 2 or 3 fouls early, referees watch that too, you know. So for her, I think it's more so getting out of her own way, right? There's some times where in games like this where they're so undersized, it should be over, right? We shouldn't have to rely on a freshman, a post player who's 175 pounds wet to get, you know, fouled and get rebounds and do those things. So for Mariah, just stepping up and being a fifth-year senior and owning that and knowing that people are going to do that, moving those puppies, that's what you hear me scream over there, and just stepping up and being a great senior.
All right, St. Louis is coming in Wednesday. That was a tale of two different games in St. Louis. You were getting blown away in the first half, and you actually got within 3 points and could have tied it, but Ivy got tied up. Are you going to emphasize with the film what you did in the second half versus the first half for Wednesday?
No, we're going to definitely look at the first half.
To see what you correct.
Yes, because we do this to St. Louis every time. We have had, I think, two out of 3 times we've played them. And we're going there last year. I think we were up like almost 19. It was a tell of 2 halves. And then and we held Mackin. And then the second half, she had like 40 points, you know. Like, so I think we are always the tell of 2 halves against this team, but we haven't come out victorious. And this is one where we know what they're going to throw at us. We know, you know, what we can do against them to be where we need to be. That's what we did figure out in that second half there. And we got to show up and just win. It's going to be a gritty game. They're a high-energy defensive team. They get out and pressure you. They take a lot more chances. And we just got to be ready to play.
And you'll probably, after you towel off, probably watch their game against Richmond, because you'll be curious to see how they do against some very good frontline players. That'll give you an indication for Wednesday.
Absolutely. And I just think just having an overall just great 4 quarters. For us, that was the GW game. VCU spotty, right? I think that was just a choppy game because of the fouls. And with this one, we had a bad first offensive half, right? Great defensively, you know, but not that great offensively. It's just putting a game together now, and this is what this team, we have to come to play against St. Louis.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, so again, there's the victory, 64-43, and that will do it. To hear from UD Arena today, the Flyers go to 9-11. You have heard from our star of the game, Ariana Smith. You have heard from Tamika Williams-Jetter, and we're basically done. So, Wednesday, look forward to joining you at 6:45. We'll have our coaches' interviews. Tamika will be doing something called Chalk Talk up in the rafters, so we'll try to find an assistant to talk about St. Louis on Wednesday, and we'll try to talk with Rebecca Tillett as well. So join us here on 1660 Information Radio Wednesday night, about 6:45. St. Louis will be in town, but in front of a crowd today of 2503. The Flyers win number 9 on the season, 64-43. Barney Sentner saying good afternoon from UD Arena.
You've been listening to the Archer's Tavern postgame program with Barney Sentner and Dennis Shaw.
You've been listening to Dayton Flyers women's basketball on Information Radio 1660. Thanks to Archer's Tavern for underwriting today's game. You can hear a replay of today's game and any other home game from this year's season by visiting our website at radio1660.com. That's radio1660.com.